Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley.
And I'm Jalal Hartley.
What are you doing?
What? Do I not introduce myself?
I introduce you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You've spoiled it now. That's Jalal Hartley.
All right.
How are you, Jalal?
I'm fine. I think we perhaps I'm a little bit bloated from the... We've had a lovely Christmas dinner here, the two of us. Well, it's not actually just the two of us. It's Andy Murray is here.
Yeah. Andy's with us. Want to congratulate him on his Sports Personality of the Year award.
I think I would probably say the match was very... was the most important match for me, just because of the way that the match was and how I felt like he played a good match. That was the most important match for me.
Oh, splendid personality.
Also here with us is Jose Monomino. Is that how you say it?
Mourinho.
No, it's Monomino.
Monomino. I've been saying it wrong all this time.
Well, that's how they say it in the football world, Jose Monomino.
Between Jose Manuel Mourinho and damn Chelsea FC.
Just one more time, sorry.
Between Jose Manuel Mourinho and damn Chelsea FC.
That's right, of course. Jose Monomino.
Do you want to pull a Christmas cracker?
Yeah.
Oh, you won it.
I won.
Oh.
I won it.
What's the joke in there?
Sepp Blatter has been a wonderful servant to football for the last 17 years, and it's a shame to lose a football great from the football community. Nothing funny about that. I actually agree with that. It is a shame. We're sad here at the Dream Team podcast that Sepp, as far as he's concerned, he hasn't stepped down as such, but he has been banned for 8 years from the world of football. I think we should just take a moment now, just to think about that and think about poor Sepp. Yeah, we're sorry to see you go, Sepp, and of course, we wish you the best of luck with the pending FBI inquiry.
Are you gonna have any? Are you done with all this food, by the way? Can I put it away now?
Yeah, I'm stuffed.
Did you like the turkey?
It was nice. That, yeah, it was lovely.
What other meats do you like?
Love a bit of ham.
Best ham, best ham, best ham.
Oh, I hate myself for falling into that trap.
What's the most expensive sliced pork you've ever bought? Any really expensive, like, sliced meat ever?
I do, actually. Yeah, I buy a really nice honey-glazed ham.
Best ham, best ham, best ham!
And why did you buy that one in particular?
I just like it.
You think this is superior sliced pork to you?
I feel like you're putting words in my mouth, Jalal. Yes, I feel it's a superior sliced pork.
Right. So it is, in fact, the
the best ham.
Best ham, best ham, best ham!
This is going to be a long podcast. Is that the intro done?
Yeah, that's the intro done. What we got coming up?
We've got Buckley's £3 bet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We've got your weekly Watford at some point. Our guest this week is YouTuber Spencer Owen, who is going to hopefully drag us in this podcast into just the present day.
Yeah. Shall I? I'll clear all this food away then.
Yeah, please.
Jose, do you want any more? You've had a lot of sprouts, I've noticed. Do you want any more?
Oh, Jesus. Did I say that? That whiffs a bit.
There are no whiffs?
Yeah, definitely whiffs. I can smell that. It stinks.
No whiffs.
Yes, it whiffs. I don't know what to tell you, but that I can. It smells bad.
Look, I think what James is trying to say is that if you have wind, that maybe it's good to of that kind.
This wind is really strong.
Yes, it's incredibly strong. I mean, it's pungent to say the least. I mean, it's bad.
A really bad wind.
A really bad wind. Yes. So,
I know the wind.
Joseph, have you shit yourself?
Oh.
I feel betrayed.
Is that a joking?
Wait.
Is he gone?
Joseph.
He walked out.
That's the second time he's walked out.
I was only joking. I know he hadn't shit himself, really.
I'm a little bit. That's the second time you've made him walk out.
Sorry.
Right. Where's he gone? Gunter, where's he gone? He's gone to the bathroom. Oh, what is it with managers in the bathroom? Go after him now.
Me?
Yes. I want you to go after him.
Do you not want to go after him?
No. No, because you made him walk out by saying something offensive. Right, go after him. If you don't come back with him, this podcast is finished. Our podcast relationship is over.
Okay, it's over. I'll go and get him. I'll bring him back. And now I'm genuinely worried.
Worried about what?
That I've upset you.
I have nothing to say.
Can you tell me that you're not really upset?
I'm so sorry, I have nothing to say.
Are you upset, really?
I have nothing to say.
I thought you'd find it funny.
I have nothing to say.
Are you disappointed? Have I...
No.
Are you...
Nothing.
Right. Should we call it a day, then?
I cannot say.
I don't know where James is. I think he must still be back in the toilet. If he hasn't managed to patch things up with Mourinho, that is it.
It's the end of the podcast. It's the end of it. God, I think they're too scared. He's upset with me. Stop crying. Yes, let's do that. All right then.
James, you're back.
Yes, I'm back, yeah.
Your eyes look a bit red. You know, why are your eyes all red?
Because I've obviously been crying, Jalal. I was crying my eyes out.
Where's Jose Mourinho?
I don't know where Mourinho has gone, but...
Okay, that's it then.
Okay, this is the last podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good. We'll end on a high note. It's good.
Hey, Jalal.
Yeah?
Guess what? It's guest time.
There's a guest here, is there?
There is a guest here. He's sitting right next to you, to your... left.
Hello.
All right, I didn't see. How long have you been there?
A few minutes.
It is YouTube, sensation. Spencer Owen.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, mate. Good to be here.
Honestly, thank you. There's, obviously, we're trying to just nick some of your audience. So that's why you're here. There's nothing in it for you. YouTube channel has over 1 million subscribers. That's incredible.
It is.
That's really good.
Pretty crazy, yeah. It's still pinch myself, to be fair.
You've accumulated 250 million views.
Yep.
These things matter today. Today and now, this is what's important. This is what will get you on television, literally. I guess you don't have a day job.
No, this is my day job, yeah. This has been my day job for a couple of years now.
Because I don't know much about YouTube or the modern world. But I have been told, I know people that have YouTube channels that all just drive Lamborghinis and things like that.
I don't get how do you make money?
From the
advertising, and then YouTube gives you a slice of that.
Exactly. You know, you get the adverts that come up before the videos.
Yeah.
You skip
that. Yes, most of them, please don't. No, there's that. And then obviously there's loads of other things you can do, like if a brand might sponsor a video or something like that. But generally it's the nuts and bolts of it is the pre-roll ads on YouTube.
You're a FIFA gamer.
Yes, you play quite a lot of FIFA.
You're building a FIFA Ultimate Team out of players you've met in real life.
Yes,
and you've played the game against Juan Mata, Matic, Theo Walcott, Bale. You've played FIFA with those people.
I didn't actually play with Bale.
Right.
I met Bale then. I interviewed him. But the others have played FIFA with. Actually, no, Theo I didn't play with either. I met him. But yeah, it's a mixture of people I've played FIFA with and met.
Yeah.
But the series is called Selfie Squad, and it's kind of like, I guess, well, people would get a selfie with a footballer or an autograph back in the day. I do that. I get the selfie, but then it allows me to use them in my special team on FIFA.
Okay.
So people follow the series and they're like, who are you going to get? I went to Real Madrid last week and I played with a load of Real Madrid players, which was great because then they all can play in my team.
Yeah.
So
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's quite good, yeah. It's quite fun.
Have you played Pro Evo this year?
I actually have played the demo. I haven't really got. I do other things as well in playing FIFA, so I haven't really got time to like play all the games, unfortunately. So I played the one. Make a lot of videos out of that. Play Football Manager as well. Big fan of that.
Good on you. Yeah. But I play a lot of Football Manager.
Yeah. You got one going on the new one yet or not?
I do actually. Yeah. I'm lucky that I get to play the game a few months before.
Yeah.
The normal people.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Also. And I do a game, when I first get it, I do like a quick game.
Yeah.
Where I might get the assistant manager to pick the team a lot of the time and things like that. I just try and rush through it. And that actually, me not meddling too much with the team, I sort of became really successful. Palace got relegated.
Right.
In the first season that I played. And so Pardew got sacked. And I applied for the job, went for the interview. And got them Palace back to promotion again.
Nice. Well, did you keep the same policy of letting the assistant manager
take the slack?
It's obviously working for you.
I know, yeah. Let's talk about West Ham.
Oh,
you're a West Ham fan?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
It's sort of petered out a bit the last few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. It's injuries, though. It's injuries. I genuinely think we would have kept it going a little bit longer. I think we were always going to stop what we were doing eventually because we were having some ridiculous results, particularly the away ones. But Payet is the most crucial one. And then, you know, basically up front, we had to start with Jelovic like we did against Swansea on the weekend. And it's just costing us a little bit. Like, we can't be expected to win. We're actually doing better than expected, I think. We've drawn three in a row, 0-0, which is quite never been done before in our history.
Right.
But when the players are back, I think we'll start getting some more wins.
Yeah.
We've got no Payet, no Valencia's just coming back, no Sacco, who's probably one of our best players last year. Lanzini, who's been amazing for us, is also out. So it's to be expected.
Fewer players out on suspension at the moment as well, like at the beginning of the
season. So many red cards. I was going to a lot. I've got season ticket and I went to a lot of the games in the Europa League as well, and I think we had something like five or six red cards in our first like eight games.
Outrageous,
considering we're in the Europa League from fair play as well. It's quite ironic.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that was about. I think it was a mixture of bad luck and Slaven getting people quite up for it. But he's a really interesting manager to watch. Have you were at the Palace West Ham game or not, because I know you've got a win in that one, but if you watch him, he's a nutcase.
Yeah, he is. He's very active. And
when he subbed Valencia against the Stoke game, he was subbing Valencia on, he literally grabbed him by the throat and was shouting in his face, going, let's tell him to get up for it, just going like screaming at him. I've never seen a manager do anything like that before.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's great to see. Good.
He's a bit like Klopp, isn't he, in that sense, that sort of extrovert,
yeah,
passionate. I think that's what you want from managers, isn't it? You don't want to see.
I feel like he's like a dirty Klopp, though. He's like, Klopp's like quite clean, he's smiley, he's quite happy, makes people laugh.
Good Klopp, bad Klopp.
Exactly right. He's bad Klopp. That's what he is.
How pleased you are with that. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's a pun. It's got Jalal Harley written all over it there.
Ticked on the box.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's very good.
One of your YouTube channels is shared with your girlfriend, Alex.
Correct.
Right. Do you really want to do that?
Do what?
Share a YouTube channel with your girlfriend.
I quite like it, to be fair. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she works with me full time.
Right, okay.
So it's still work, but...
Yeah, what does she do, really?
She edits loads of videos. It's quite important, to be fair. Mm. Put up videos every day, mate. It's a lot of videos.
Yeah.
But, no, she that channel represents, like... Because my channel's football, right? So it's like football, mm-hmm. playing football games, talking about football. It's nice to get away from that sometimes, and we just go and do stuff together, so it's cool.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
All sorts. On YouTube we have these things called vlogging channels. So these sort of vlogs. Cool. So if you go somewhere, like we go on holiday, we do a little video of the trip. It's very hard to describe. It's basically like our lives on camera. So
and you live together?
We live together, yeah.
And basically work together?
We do completely work together, yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
It's not for everyone, I'll tell you that for free. It's been some challenging moments. I don't think everyone could do it, to be fair. No. I'm surprised we've done it for over a year now. So it's going all right.
What's going to happen if you split up?
It's going to be difficult. I'm poor about that, to be fair.
No, obviously you don't. You can't think like that.
No.
Just blank out half the screen on all the videos.
Well, that channel, would be quite hard to maintain.
Blur her face.
We record the breakup.
Good thought, isn't
Broadcast it?
Oh, you've got to break up.
View fodder, isn't it?
Yes, it's that time of the show again. Well, we throw it over to Jalal Hartley.
Don't crash into my music.
Hang on a minute, I've got to introduce you, surely. You can't just go into Watford.
Okay, it's the last time I'm ever doing it, anyway, so... Go on.
All right. Jalal's Weekly Watford.
Amazing week for Watford. We beat the mighty Liverpool by 3-0 at home at Vicarage Road. Very bad day for our dear friend Jurgen Klopp. Ighalo scored twice. He now has 28 goals in the calendar year of 2015, which is pretty incredible. It's the first time Watford have ever won back-to-back home games in the Premier League. Watford now have 28 points, which equals their entire season tally from the last time they were in the Premier League back in 2007. Next up, the Hornets go to Chelsea on Boxing Day. I am hopeful. I don't know if you... Did you see the goals the week? The Watford goals?
I did see... Yeah, I watched the game. It was incredible.
Did you see Harry the Hornet just like echoing a goal?
Yeah, he slid on his knees, didn't he?
And then he stood up and he punched the air. He's a 6-foot bumblebee punching the air.
It's good, isn't it?
I like to think that Hornets do that when they sting someone. Yes!
It's Barclays £3 bet.
This week we've got Spencer Owen, YouTube's sensation. I'm going to say it again. Helping me out with my accumulator. Games I've picked this week, Bournemouth Palace. These are all the Boxing Day games, by the way. Such a great time, isn't it?
Great time to be alive.
So good. So you get Boxing Day, New Year's.
I feel sorry for the footballers, though. I don't feel sorry for them because they've got a lot of money, but the actual time, I was thinking about it, like Christmas is a completely different thing for them, isn't it?
Christmas is every day for them.
Yeah, true.
Get over it.
True.
Let's have a look. Bournemouth, they haven't lost in their last five. They've beat Chelsea and United. Palace, only one loss in five. I've gone with Palace.
Bournemouth have got to be looked at slightly differently now. I think it's quite a hard one to call because you guys have been quite good away. And I feel like Bournemouth have been raising their game against the big boys. No disrespect to Palace, but they might then slip up against a team like Palace. But I think I'd go with a draw on that one.
Okay.
Personally.
Jalal.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? It's difficult. I don't know, being out on my own, I sort of preferred it when I asked my my famous friends last week for help. I don't know if you remember, I consulted to Patrick Stewart.
It was instantly forgettable.
Well, I do have a lot of friends who are Knights of the Realm, so maybe I'll do that again this week. Maybe I'll consult another Knight of the Realm.
If you are, hurry up about it.
He doesn't like me to... because it'll be very quick, because I know we've got a lot to fit in.
Yeah.
And it's not going to waste any time. He doesn't like me to call him by his title.
Okay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hello.
Are you having a wonderful Christmas time?
Hello, mate. It's not bad so far, you know. I'm actually waiting for a package at the moment. It's a bit...
Right.
Bit of a nightmare. So if I have to go, just give me a second because the buzzer will go. I'll have to you know, let him up.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand. Now,
or
look,
her, could be her, you know.
Yeah, it could be her. Who would you go for out of Bournemouth v Palace?
Bournemouth v Palace. I don't know. Probably Crystal Palace. Probably Crystal Palace. I don't know. Crystal Palace. Let it snow. Yes, it snows. Then Crystal Palace. I think if it doesn't snow, I don't think it's going to snow. Then Crystal Palace will win.
Okay, so Palace.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go for Palace. Sorry, did that as quick as we could.
Thanks. Okay, next up, Chelsea-Watford. Chelsea, they've lost Mourinho. They've got Hiddink. I think they'll probably win this. I mean, Watford are coming off the back of four straight wins.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel really sorry for Mourinho. I feel like a lot of people have let him down.
Well, the thing about Mourinho is, like, what do you... Like, if they all start playing well and winning now, is that... Do you feel sorry for Mourinho or do you blame him?
Because I do, yeah. Because
they're capable of doing that and they weren't doing it under him.
Yeah, because like most football fans, people outside of football, I've created and decided what went on at Chelsea in my head.
Right. Which is what?
That the players were being mean to Mourinho.
But why, though?
Just because they don't... They're mean...
Bear in mind that every club Mourinho's ever managed, he's had this God factor where they've all fallen in love with him, wanting to do anything for him. Yeah. And he's had that at Chelsea previously.
Yes.
I don't think you can not lay the blame at his feet for it, because he's done something wrong, i.e. the doctor situation.
It's
the catalyst for this whole thing. I think they're going to start showing the true colours. I think Watford are definitely to be taken seriously, but at home, Hiddink will be in charge of that game as well. I expect Chelsea to win it.
Janelle.
Sorry, mate, I know you're a big Watford fan.
Oh, I just don't know about this one. Sorry, not sir. Paul.
Hello.
Chelsea v Watford. What do you reckon?
Oh, Chelsea Watford, I don't know. I mean, Chelsea Watford. Who's going to hold my hand? I think Watford is probably going to be the winner.
That fits better into a song, Watford, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. It's a nice lyric.
Villa West Ham. I've written some notes here. Shall I read them in note form, how I've written them down?
Yeah.
Villa have picked 3 points from 18. It's not that great, is it? West Ham, 5 draws and 1 loss in the last 6. A lot of clean sheets, though.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a draw again.
Yeah.
Personally. Villa can't buy a win, nor can we, really. But we look quite good at the back. James Collins was very good against... Swansea. So,
good with his hands.
Maybe he's quite good at the hands. He's quite good at pretending he hit his head afterwards.
Yeah,
he's quite good for the lad. I think it'll be another 0-0, 4 in a row.
Paul, you support football, don't you? You follow football?
I do, yeah.
Who do you support?
I support Everton, but I'll still cheer on Liverpool. People say you can't, you know, support both teams, but I asked the Pope and he said it was okay.
Oh, right.
So,
well,
you can't argue with that, can you?
You can't argue with the Pope, can you?
No.
So listen, the last one is Villa v West Ham.
Yes.
Who do you fancy out of that?
Do you know what? I went to Aston Villa the other day. I did some things for some students. It was great. We had a nice... I hosted a rap battle. It was... It went down really well.
Did it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Can you rap?
Someone... No. But I can host it. You know, it's all music. Someone gave me a pencil, you know, pencil with an eraser, so I can rub stuff out. It says Aston Villa on it. It's a nice place. Villa, oh Villa, she's a killer. Oh Villa, ooh. Actually, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
All right, I'm going Villa then. I'm going Villa then.
Okay, we'll go Villa.
I just want to plug your podcast, the Spencer FC podcast. By the way, you know, it's doing much better than our podcast. So, in a way, well done. Good on you. Congratulations. I'm going to come on that, though, am I?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, that'd be really good for me, for my podcast. If I can plug my podcast on your podcast.
If we can come on.
Although I might have to do a call with Paul McCartney during that one. So
please don't.
I might not have time to do it.
Please don't. Just before we go, I know that we don't take anything seriously at all on this podcast. But I don't think it'd be right to do any kind of football chat without mentioning the passing of Jimmy Hill, which was really, really sad. And it's testament to his, you know, what a prominent figure in football he was, that even people in my generation will remember him fondly for Sunday Supplement. And yeah, it was really sad news, and good bloke, and I would like to have met Jimmy Hill. It would have been fascinating. Yeah, thoughts and love go out to his family, and I might go and watch some classic Sunday Supplement episodes to celebrate.
Yeah, the great man. I saw he went out and played as a linesman.
He did. Yeah, he was a linesman. He was a manager. He was a player. He was a chairman. He did a lot for the PFA as well. And in the '60s, he abolished the wage cap. So all these footballers that are earning these incredible wages sort of have Jimmy Hill to thank for that. So yeah, he's going to be missed, but remembered fondly. It's the end of the podcast, Jalal.
How was your party yesterday? Did you have your party yesterday?
I did have my party yesterday.
All right, but you didn't invite me.
I did invite you, and I forgot to follow up with any kind of information.
I see.
Yeah, I had a party at my house yesterday, and you were invited. I did invite you.
Yeah.
You can't expect me to invite you and then remember to tell you the details.
Anyway, how was it good?
It was good, yes. Joe Thomas and Blake Harrison of In Betweeners fame was there.
Oh, well, I know Blake. It would be nice to see him.
Yeah. Just some of my friends and people that I like to spend time with, which is why you were invited.
It's a sad situation that such a successful relationship like this, it's good to have a little bit rest constantly. That's not easy. It's not too good that a thing like this really great relationship end like this.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
You won't be able to appreciate on the podcast what nice hands
I've got quite female hands, firstly. I'm quite small.
Maybe that's it. Because I went out with a hand model once. Didn't do nude stuff, it was with gloves on.
Sure, good. Classy.
But then she wanted to start doing like fingerless gloves, and I just, that was it for me. Anyway, sorry, that's probably just a bit confusing. What were we talking about?
So what happened with the hand model? Yeah, you didn't...
Oh, I had to break it off. Yeah. Not our hands. No, no, I didn't break our hands off.
Ruin a career?
Yeah, no. Nearly did once, because when you put a new battery in a nasal hair trimmer, they can be very powerful.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but that's the first time my hands have been complimented, so I appreciate that.
Oh, that's all right.
I've always been quite insecure about my womanly hands, so that's quite nice of you to say.
Yeah. Well, no, I imagine you'd make a good pianist.
Well, maybe it helps with the FIFA.
Ah,
controller, yes. I hadn't thought about that, but...
I also think your hands would be small enough to sew garments for a high street fashion store.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
You pleased with that? You proud of yourself?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.